The Alpha Sessions.
Hello and welcome to the Alpha Sessions. I'm Sophia Brown and joining me today we have Beth Robb. Hello Beth, how are you going?
Hi Sophia, I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Thanks for coming in today. The Alpha Sessions is like a great way for artists to connect and to like build new relationships, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But we have actually crossed paths before.
Yeah.
About a year ago, Beth and I played a gig together at the Star in Shoreditch, which was fun. We realised that earlier this morning.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about your live performances a bit later in the show. But for now, can you tell us a little bit about your background and your like introduction to music?
My music introduction has come from my family and growing up, like both my parents were musical and like music teachers, and so I was taught like piano, singing, and like music production from a young age, like all throughout like my secondary school, my A-levels, my bachelor's and my master's. So I've always like been studying music production as like a fit, like an art form, but also as a kind of like a technology science as well. Like that's how I started getting into like music production, like hopping between Logic and Ableton and like those programs, and like learning and taking like songwriting and piano, and then like being able to like put that onto the program as well. So I started with that, but then I've also been singing like my whole life as well, and like singing like choirs and doing like classical music too. So like coming from a classical background and going into like more of like commercial side of things.
Yeah, awesome. And when did you decide you wanted to like pursue music? You've been doing it your whole life. Like when did you decide that's what you wanted to?
I think maybe it was when I was like 19. I think, but I actually remember it quite specifically, because that's when I went to uni and I was studying music as like a kind of like classical thing, but I didn't know what I wanted to do for my like career. But then I went through a very bad breakup with like my first relationship, and I was like, oh, I just don't know what to do with my life. And that's when I discovered kind of Billy and Phineas, and they started releasing their music, and I kind of saw that they wrote and recorded and did all kind of like, they just did it all in their bedroom, and I found it so inspiring. And that's when Ariana Grande came out with Thank You Next, and I was like, oh, queen. And I was like, this is my calling. I'm gonna be an artist.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make my own music. And so I was like 19, like I opened up Logic and I kind of was like, right, this isn't like a school assignment. I'm gonna like start writing my life and like writing songs. I'm gonna do my own pictures and like put it on SoundCloud and so on.
Oh,
I started doing that, just like putting it out and like performing around Southampton was when I was at the time when I first started.
Oh, awesome.
I know, and I was just like, and I've kept going with it, so like I'm really
nice.
It's nice, yeah.
It's so nice, like that moment when you like something clicks and you're like, oh, I really want to do this. Like I remember going to a gig when I was like 14 and watching this country artist, and I just like was in tears the whole time watching her, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so special, like I want to do this too.
Yeah.
So with Billy and Phineas, did you have any like other musical influences? Anything that's influenced your music, like sound-wise?
I think Madonna, for sure. Like, the music that I grew up on was, like, Madonna. A lot of, like, hip-hop, actually.
Okay.
My dad was really into hip-hop and, like, the Beastie Boys, a little bit of Kendrick Lamar and Eminem as well were, like, albums that we played whilst having dinner together.
Sounds like a cool household.
It is quite cool, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I felt like
just eating your dinner listening to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, man.
It was like the opposite of my household. Like, we would listen to like Paolo Nutini eating dinner.
I love that. You just like, would you just get to like pick the music and you're like, right, this is what we're gonna have on while we have like dinner together, and you're eating and chatting and stuff. And so definitely a lot of like the kind of like rap, hip-hop energy as well, but also I love a lot of like the pop gals as well. I love pop music, actually. And I'm not ashamed to say that. So I listened to a lot of like the charts at the time, like Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande and Billie Eilish. Like I love them so much, like those two gals. I was like, yes, queens.
Nice.
I love you.
And how would you describe your sound? Because I got a little sneak peek, a listen into your EP, which is great. And I feel like you found like this pocket of sound that you fall into really nicely. Mm-hmm. And it feels like quite unique to you. And the EP as a whole just feels very like fluid. Like it just makes sense. Like you listen to it and you're like, oh, this is like, this is a body of work, which is quite nice. So how would you describe your own sound?
I think now it's very, very like alternative in the terms of like, because when I'm writing a song, but I'm also kind of like telling a bit of a story as well. So I'd say alternative pop, but also with like some dance, like there's so much dance element in it as well. Like I love a bit of a boogie. So yes. There's a bit of like UK dance music in there, a little bit of kind of like a little bit of house, but not particularly a lot of like garage. But then also like some maybe like some hip hop, like spoken. I'm hesitant to say rap. I'm not gonna. I do not rap.
Say it. a little bit, a sprinkle.
A sprinkle of rapping sometimes. But a lot of like 2000s like synth as well, because I love a lot of like classic 80s music too. I'm very influenced by I nearly said Billie Jean, but Michael Jackson and Madonna are like my big influences for sure.
Cool.
But yeah.
Okay, love that.
I think so.
A lot.
So alternative pop dance is what I would say.
Okay, cool. That's good. When people ask me that question, they're like, what genre do you fit in? I'm always like, please ask me a question I can answer. Like, I don't know. Cool. So we're going to hear some music from you today. Can you tell us a little bit about your track, Heaven With You?
Okay.
Which is also the title track of your EP, right?
Yes, yeah. It is. It is what the EP is called. I think it just encompasses everything that the EP is about. It's about, one, like, love and, like, falling in love with someone, and about feeling like there's just this underlying, like, faith and devotion and knowing that through all kinds of difficulties, light and love and good intentions will always champion kind of things is kind of what I thought about it when writing Heaven With You, and just thinking of this is the end goal. I'm going to stay focused, like eyes on the prize kind of thing.
Like we're going to heaven together?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Oh my God. We are going there whether you like it or not.
Okay, love that.
In a less crazy way, because in a nice way.
In a chill way, we're going to heaven together.
Yeah, and you just know, you know, when you're just like, oh my God, I'm in love with you. You're in love with me. Is this it?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Ooh.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. In it.
Actually, you say in it. Isn't your like Instagram handle Beth Rob in it?
In it, yeah.
That's so funny. I love that.
Yeah.
any backstory behind that one? Or
I think it might just because I'm from Essex and I don't always sound like it, but sometimes it's like a bit of an Essex thing to be like, yeah, isn't it? In it. Yeah,
I love like, that about like English people.
Enthusiastic agreeing. You know what I mean? In it.
Oh, that's great. All right. So let's have a listen to Heaven With You. This is Beth's track from her upcoming EP. Let's have a listen.
I've got this faith in you and I Alpha Sessions.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, Beth. So can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming EP?
Yes, I can. I think I started writing it back in May 2025. And it's about my experiences between like May and like September, October of like that time frame. And it was such a whirlwind, like intense time. There's something in the air going on. I'm not gonna lie. There's something going on.
So perfect, like material for writing.
Yeah, you know what? I got some bangers from everything.
Yeah, true. I'm always hoping there's something in the air. I can pull from. When there's nothing in the air, I'm like, oh gosh, what do I write about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of songs from the past, like, yeah, like writing about like. The person that I was into, I'm into, the, anyway.
Is this the one we're going to heaven with?
Or? Yeah, okay, cool. Then it's just writing about them and my relationship with them and kind of like everything that was like unfolding at the time. But yeah, and kind of like, heaven, what is it about? It's about light and love and just kind of like six songs, and they're all kind of just like talking about the different like emotional states of like sometimes when you fall in love, this is what you're going through kind of thing. And so, yeah, I really kind of like settled on like the six that I've just, yeah, I really settled on them. I felt like there was like maybe more, but I was like, actually, I think the six I have really encompass like just like my heart and like what I was feeling and going through at that time.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah.
Nice. And what was your creative process like for this EP? Were there some tracks that were like different from others? Did you start like with the lyrics first or melody, or like what's your process like?
I think pretty much for all of them was opening up my software, loading in like maybe a drum loop or another loop, and just kind of grabbing my microphone and crying.
Awesome.
So for a lot of, and then just kind of like seeing what words come out over these songs. And I really kind of like writing Heaven With You just really surprised me at how optimistic I was. Like, a lot of the music is actually quite optimistic, and I was like, oh, I really surprised myself with this.
As like a contrast to how you felt writing it. Interesting.
And so I was like, so yeah, I kind of like would write the, just kind of like do a scratch vocal and just be like, okay, here's all these words and these melodies, and then I'd arrange it and I'd be like, okay, I have this song. Like, it's too quiet, just kind of like scrambled itself together. Love Drought, I think I started off with the beat and I was just like, okay, here it is. A lot of it was just like straight emotion onto the microphone.
And you produce all of the music yourself as well.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing skill. Can you tell us a bit about that and how you started?
Well, I started producing. I started actually when I was a lot younger. Because my dad is a music teacher and he taught me so much, and so I did music tech throughout like the ages of like 12 to maybe 18, well, and even further now. But that's when kind of when I started doing it in like school, like opening up like Ableton software and opening up Logic software and like playing in keys and like drum loops and stuff, and kind of learning about how to like flesh it all out and make it like a song kind of thing. And then I did it at like A-level. I studied it at my bachelor's. I was in the recording studio. But I kind of really accelerated my music production when I went to Berkeley in America.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Yeah, and I studied their one-year master's program in songwriting and music production. And so I was kind of going to all these like songwriting classes, like music production, engineering classes. And I feel like that kind of really like opened my eyes to how complicated production can be and like how difficult it can be to get it like good. And I'm like, so it's, I don't know, it's one of them never-ending things where it's like you never think you're gonna like get there, and you always think there's something to improve upon with it. So
that's so cool though, because there's always something to learn and to like build upon.
Always, there's so many creative people out there like on YouTube filming their process, like so many creative brains. Like, that's the thing, like it's so like it's such a canvas, and so like it's so nice to kind of always learn from other people's perspectives and like other people's way of doing things. Like it's amazing. You could,
for sure,
you're always learning.
Yeah, for sure. And I find it so inspiring as well, just like talking to female producers and like upcoming artists, because I think like 2% of producers are female, so I find it so inspiring.
And yeah,
it's like inspired me to get into producing mm-hmm. as well. So
yeah,
it's just like so fun.
I feel
cool. So do you have a release date for the EP?
6th of May.
6th of May.
It's coming out.
All right, put that in your calendars.
Yes, save the date, everybody.
Okay, cool. Well, let's hear another track from your EP. Today we're having you sing live Love Drought.
For sessions.
Love Drought, not gonna lie, it's quite an extreme title. It's very captivating. And I was thinking on the tube this morning, if you had to incorporate another sort of natural disaster into a song title, what would it be?
Oh, it'd probably be like a tsunami or something.
Yeah.
Where like all the water just comes and I'm like, give me the love drought. And they're like, right, here you go. Here's what you asked for. Here's a freaking tsunami. And it's like, well, okay then.
Okay, nice. I like that. I like that. I was thinking like maybe like a love landslide or something.
No.
You know?
Oh, that'd be very cool. I wonder what that's like.
It's quite dramatic. But that's like,
what's that metaphor?
Yeah.
I like.
Do we want the landslide or is it like?
Landslides are a bit unstable.
Unexpected, yeah. Mm. Unstable.
But then you could like learn how to like surf on the dirt. Kind of like.
Ride the landslide.
Yeah, ride the landslide. You know, when like the ground beneath you is falling, so you're just like, oh, I might as long like cruise along.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's in it.
Love landslide. Love storm.
Love storm. But yeah, I like love job. I'm filming a music video visualizer thing for it on Saturday.
Amazing.
Which I'm very excited for. So it's been fun to kind of like plan that project and kind of, that's the thing about making music. It's like, if you can like think it, then you can like make it happen, and then it's like a tangible thing. So it's always like,
when you make music, can you do you visualize how it's going to look?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
I think sometimes like the strongest songs I'm writing are the ones that have like really like strong images in my head, and I'm like, oh, this is like the sharp emotion, or like this is what I visualize happening with it. So it's kind of like,
that's so cool that you can like transform that feeling into like something tangible, like you say.
Yeah.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, so will all of your tracks have visuals?
I think just Love Drought and It's Too Quiet has some really like sweet kind of like visualizer things.
Mm.
But at the moment, that's all I'm planning for at the moment. I would probably... I might do one for Heaven With You. Just
go on.
I might... I twisted my arm.
Yeah. Okay, fine. If you insist.
If you insist, I will plan that. So I'd probably do that one as well, maybe at some point. But I definitely want to just kind of draw out the release as much as possible. Like, my entire year is just going to be talking about these
cool
songs.
Cool. And will you release any singles, or will it come out as a body of work, as a full EP in May?
You can already listen to It's Too Quiet, which came out about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, amazing.
So that one is out at the moment. I might put out Love Drought, but I also just kind of want to put it all out and just make it as accessible as possible to everybody.
Sure. And we can like binge all of it.
Yes. Pretty much. I think
it's like your favourite TV show.
You can listen to
all of it at once.
Exactly.
Great. What has been like the most rewarding experience for you in your musical journey so far? And on the flip side, like the most challenging too?
I think I think the most rewarding has seeing my progression and like my personal growth, like because I've been doing a project every single year for like the past 5 years, and I find it so nice to kind of like see just how my mental health and my mindset has improved throughout these projects. Because I have a Devil Woman EP, and that one's like quite angsty and angry.
Cool.
And so it's nice to kind of arrive at this project, and I'm like so full of like love and gratitude, and like working through my own personal growth throughout these projects is nice to kind of like see. And it's like,
that's beautiful.
That.
And you can like look back on your progress and like, I guess your EPs become like snapshots of your life at like a particular time.
Yeah,
which is really nice.
For sure. And it's like, it's so nice to kind of go, hey, I used to write Frankenstein songs and now I'm writing Heaven With You. And okay, that's cute.
Look how far we've come, sort of thing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And any like challenges that you've overcome?
I think mental health, but also just juggling it by myself, because I used to think being an independent artist meant doing everything alone, and it's actually like, no, you can talk to friends, like you can ask friends and like reach out to people and like
collab,
you don't have to like, it's like that meme where like you are the project manager, or this, and it's like, it's nice to just be like, you could do it all by yourself, but do you want to? No.
So you want to share it with other people?
Yeah, it's nice like sharing the process with like other people is like so lovely.
On that, have you had any co-writes or collabs within this project?
Yes, Hands On Me was written with my friend Mika. And me and her, we went, I took the beat.
Like the Mika?
The Mika. No. No, I wish. No, but she's
just
also
drop that in there.
Can you imagine? No.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's whatever.
I wish. No, so me and her did a songwriting session where... she's very cool and she has such like a jazzy voice, and so I really loved working with her because she brought so many like vocal layers and harmonies. And like Hands On Me, it was originally called The Wedding, and so it was going to be this whole kind of like cinematic like story talking about like the ceremony and like the after party.
Okay.
But it ended up like being turned on to like this kind of like center of attention kind of song, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but I was writing with her, and we kind of were just, yeah, putting down lyric ideas, like song ideas, like harmonies, and so it was really nice to kind of like brain. I love like working with someone towards like something.
It's, yeah. Like, it's such sharing a brain.
Yeah, sharing a brain. Like, so it's really satisfying to do that.
Oh, cool. Awesome. All right, so now we're going to have a listen to your final track, It's Too Quiet. Can you tell us a little bit about that one today?
That one is where it's about just, like, trying to stay calm and, like, reassure, like, any anxieties that you have in somebody's absence.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful. All right, let's have a listen.
It's too quiet in my mind, in a paradise. I need you here. Come pour into me. I'm feeling sensitive. My heart is blossoming. Did I confess too quick? You got boredom. What's next? I know it's complicated. There's so much we don't say. Why now do I feel pressure? My heart's about to cave. Showing you my song within. Calling you when it gets dark. Not as strong as I come. Letting down my fears and trust. Praying we don't mess this up. Cause I've never been in love. It's too quiet in my mind, in a paradise. Why aren't that I'm okay. Breaking down again, what's new? Jumping quick to sue it through. Denying what I want. It's you, it's you, it's you. In my heart, that's where you live. Reassure me what you need. If I do anything for you.
Alpha Sessions.
Alrighty, that was It's Too Quiet with Beth Robb. Thank you for sharing that, Beth.
You're welcome.
So we have your upcoming EP, Heaven With You, coming out in May. Do you have any upcoming live shows?
Oh my goodness. I have a showcase on the 6th of April, which I'm very excited about. I'm currently in the process of trying to book a show, but nothing at the moment.
Okay. So something for fans to kind of keep their eyes peeled for.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, awesome. And you'll be sharing your EP, is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fabulous. I think because it comes out on the 6th of May, so I'm thinking of doing a sneaky little listening party prior, maybe a week,
nice.
And seeing, and kind of like hosting like just a listening party in a studio.
I think it'd be fun. And how do you celebrate a release?
with popcorn.
Nice.
I've just been like, oh, okay, there it is. I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah, nice. Because you've done it a fair few times now.
I think so, yeah. So it's like, it's quite a, I don't know, I never really know what to do now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I guess it's done. I guess it's out now. Yay.
Yeah. I mean, there's like so much hard work that goes into it.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to just put it out there and not give yourself the credit and like a little pat on the back. And,
yeah.
You know.
I get you. Pat on the back.
Bit of popcorn and a pat on the back.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm going to celebrate, I think.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you would like to share with your fans? A message or anything to put out in the universe?
I want to say I love you all so much. I hope you love this project as much as I have loved working on it. I hope it inspires love and forgiveness and faith and all of the good things that you should feel towards other humans.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for having a chat today.
Yes.
I'm very excited to see and hear what you do next.
Thanks.
I'm Sophia Brown, and you've been listening to The Alpha Sessions. Thanks so much.
The Alpha Sessions.